Welcome back to Retirement Coffee Talk with Charisse Rivers at Zinnia Wealth. Online, find us, zinniawealth.com. All right, so last week you told a really interesting story, Charisse, about the guy who in his retirement wanted to buy an airplane. And so he came back with a $300,000 airplane, and you said, okay, let's run the numbers on that. And you went, maybe a little less expensive airplane. And then he found another one that was $175,000, mm-hmm. and that fit in the budget, and he was going to be just fine. So that was his splurge in retirement. So an interesting article came out, and this is from MSN, and it says, four money splurges you will never regret in retirement. First of all, splurges on your health, splurges on your family, splurges on travel, and splurges on charity. They say that if you spend money on these things, you won't regret them. But my question to you is, Charisse, when somebody comes in and says, I want to buy a motorhome, I want to buy a plane, I want to do a trip for 15 people to Hawaii, something like that, I can imagine those could be budget busters. Those are ones you go, can we afford this? Right. Ooh, that's kind of high. I don't know. Are many of the conversations that you have with your clients, are they, okay, we got to pare this back just a little bit? Or are they, this is what you've saved for, let's do it?
I'm making retirement dreams come true every day, Randy, team. So, yeah, we get all those requests. Okay, Charisse, we have this income plan built out. You showed me if I pass away first where we land and, you know, one Social Security goes away and half of this pension goes away. And you showed us that why we don't need to buy long-term care by the time we're 85. We're going to have some money there we could self-pay if we wanted to. So we've done all that, Charisse. But now, for example, I want to buy a plane. Okay. But I want to give you an example, somebody who just came in. So during COVID, I had a gentleman learn about me through our Facebook Live all the way in Utah. And we created this income plan and he's ecstatic. And I saw him and his wife just the other day. And to this day, they're even happier than ever. We have more income than we actually intended and planned for. And he said, there's one thing, Charisse, that we didn't plan for. And I said, What was that? And he went, we have our travel plans. We have this income plan. We have more than we need. He's like, but the one thing is that I would love to take my grandkids to Europe. I'd love to take my grandkids to Disney. And that's a big cost. We're about to go on a cruise. And I didn't tell you this, but I'm bringing two of the grandkids with us. So that's costing us like $7,000 more based on the trip and the food, et cetera. And I said, okay, so let's figure out that plan. And I said, how long do you plan to do this? And they're 63 right now. And they said, we would like to be able to do this at least for 10 years. So we had to up their income plan and then re-show them, okay, so if we pull out an extra $10,000 a year for the grandkids to do whatever you want with them, this is what our bucket of money is going to look like approximately when we're 85 years old. And I said, that just means we have a little bit less for long-term care, but you'll still be able to pay for long-term care if you both actually go into a nursing home and there's still potentially a legacy left over. And he said, but what if I want to spend $20,000? Because I have more than two grandbabies. And so we put that in a plan. And I said, okay, so if we do this, we have to do this. And so we kind of looked at the different semantics and he went, okay, he's like, then let's change our income plan now that we're seeing this in writing and let's put that into the plan. So where we weren't expecting it, we put an extra $20,000 in the plan from the day COVID started. And what, you know, what was great about that? He said, you know, we've done so great on our safe money strategies. He said, I don't want to sell any of these stocks, Charisse, that you picked because they're up over, you know, 200%. And I said, yes, but we got to take opportunity and chisel a little bit off the top. This is how we keep making this income plans work. And he went, okay, whatever you want and you need. But I get that every day. It's either going to be health or, Charisse, did we plan for, hey, I'm going to get all my teeth pulled and I'm going to put some new porcelains in there. We have to plan for that in healthcare, especially long-term care. Here's a great example. Somebody came into me brand new. It had to be about 3 or 4 weeks ago, Randy. And they said, listen, I've been listening to your radio show and what you're telling me makes sense, but I'm not getting it from my advisor. My advisor keeps telling me I need to buy a long-term care policy, but I feel like I don't need to. Can you tell me whether or not I need to? So as we build this plan out, because we might need to splurge for healthcare, right? This is our four splurges. Mm-hmm. And that means we might need to buy a life insurance that covers long-term care or a long-term care plan or whatever is out there to cover that care so the spouse still in the house isn't financially destitute. We did the entire full-blown income plan. We showed one of the spouses passing away. We showed, what if this happens? What if this happens? And I said, listen, when you're 80 to 85, if this is the age where we might need long-term care, I said, based on what you have saved on a conservative and ultra pessimistic view, no, you don't need to go buy a $500,000 life insurance policy and spend $20,000 a year for the next 10 years for it, because you have so much saved already that you could self-fund it. I mean, you can see in the plan, there's already an extra $500,000 to cover that care in the future. And just in the Roth IRA alone, which is tax-free. And he went, you know what? I had a feeling. I needed to see you and talk to you about it. But the thing is that a lot of people are going to tell you what you need to buy, what you need to do. But how are they going to show that to you if they don't do the math for you? So listen, we're talking about the retirement splurges. You know, I'd rather you splurge on charities and travel in your family than go in and splurging and buying that long-term care policy, that life insurance policy, if you don't need it. But how are you going to know where to allocate your dollars? Do we put $20,000 into family and kids and travel and charity, or put $20,000 into a long-term care plan for the next 10 years? If I can show you that path, you're going to make better decisions for the future so that you can enjoy those times with the kiddos, with your spouses, and do those things that you didn't get to do, because now we're not in fear of running out of money. Now we're not in fear of healthcare or long-term care. So let's make sure that that fear is gone of where to allocate your money. And let's just make sure that we really click in and we make the absolute best decision we can in the beginning phases, not later on.
Well, there's not too many national commercials for financial companies that I really like, but there is one, and it reminds me of what we're talking about today. It's a couple who comes in and they do their plan, and then they come in a second time, they look at the guy and they go, change of plans. And then they work that in. And then they come in again and they've got pictures of, you know, their granddaughter is going to have twins, change of plans, you know. And so that is what I get from your response to this, Charisse, is your retirement plan is a living document, and it needs to be changed and nudged and moved and adjusted as you go through your retirement. Things are going to change. You're going to say, hey, we were down, on the beach and there was a condo for sale and boy, it looks good. Can we do it? Yeah, these things are going to come up and you're going to want to know, does it fit in the plan? So it starts a conversation. And that's really what I get out of this, Charisse, is it's not a set it and forget it, or you put me on a plan and I sail off into the sunset. We're going to work on this together for the next 10, 20 years.
Yeah, it doesn't end, by the way.
Right.
A lot of people who come in even to this day say, we're changing the plan again. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's normal. Let's get going, you know, because we have to bob and weave, whether it's investments. We have to bob and weave, whether you need more money or something that wasn't planned in the plan. We're having that all of a sudden put it in the plan. And that's just normal. But you want to have that partner and that advisor that can bob and weave with you and understand you and your household and what your dreams and goals are.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Coffee Talk podcast. If you have questions or would like to begin the process of building a tailored retirement plan, call Zinnia Wealth at 803-368-3680 or find us online at zinniawealth.com.
Charisse Rivers is an investment advisor representative of Zinnia Wealth Advisory, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Charisse Rivers is licensed in your state, please contact their office. Zinnia Wealth Advisory, LLC is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Any client experiences discussed during this show are unique to that client. They are not meant to imply or suggest you will experience the same results. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Charisse Rivers, NPN Insurance License Number 8718011.